Doug, it is Tuesday. Let's do it with a little trouble.
Oh.
Or no trouble.
Man, this is my thing, baby.
We've got a developing situation.
You want trouble, you're going to get trouble.
Yeah,
we're all good.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
I think we have a serious issue.
Oh, I want trouble, all right.
Then you're going to get trouble.
No, everything's fine.
That's okay. Things are going to be okay.
I'm scared.
Trouble it is.
For you.
Don't!
Just relax, bro.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're gonna be okay.
This is trouble or no trouble.
Relax.
Well, fitting that that last comment was from Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, why would that be fitting?
Well, that'll lead into our first comment here from Trouble or No Trouble. It's basically a statement, and we weigh whether or not that statement is trouble or no trouble at all. So let's start with that. Davante Adams' future with the Green Bay Packers. Trouble or no trouble?
A trouble.
Are they related to to Rodgers?
Yes, it is. You got to think that if he was telling, and I'm talking about Favre here, if he was telling Favre.
Rodgers, I set you up there.
Why
don't
you do that to me, man?
I don't know. Favre.
Okay, Favre. If Rodgers has been telling free agents that, hey, I might not know what's going on, you got to think that his best target in Davante Adams is going to be kind of questionable. I think that Devontae having or making the comment about what was he, a year away from free agency?
Yeah, I think this is the final year.
Yeah, final, like automatically it puts him in a real strong position because he is the guy there. And if you guys are flirting around with the fact that my all world quarterback might not be coming back, that's affecting my money too, because I don't think that Jordan Love can drop dimes like this.
Yeah.
And some of those dimes were just because that guy is that good. There's trouble here.
I'm with you. I think there's trouble for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, the position of wide receiver lends itself to ego and diva and drama and all that. But I think since Davante Adams has played with the Packers without Rodgers when he was hurt briefly that once, he knows. Like, he knows he's an excellent receiver, but he also needs Rodgers. They need each other, and I don't think he's as bold enough to say, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Just it could be somebody throwing it, I'll go get it.
Right.
They need each other.
Yeah.
And so I think it's trouble if you lose Rodgers. This might be it for Adams.
Yeah. Well, this Rodgers thing is, from my understanding, he's kind of went, and then he backed away, and then he went again, and he kind of backed away, and we haven't necessarily heard from him.
We got to get through this month because when that money is a different animal to the Packers,
then
we'll see. Like if they're we're not going to trade them. Oh, now all
really?
Of a sudden, Denver was interested 3 weeks ago.
What's the prize? How much you giving me? Let's see real apples to apples, as they say.
All right, trouble or no trouble here, Doug? The future of the NBA play-in game. LeBron said, "Whoever made this up ought to be fired." Well, they're not firing that person. The future of the NBA play-in game, trouble or no trouble?
Hold on. So the future is not in trouble.
A future of that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is a thing going forward.
I'm with you.
And the reason I say that, imagine Lakers, Golden State, and in the Eastern Conference, who did we have yesterday?
We were talking about Washington and like Boston or something.
Okay. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
On a one-game situation.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, not only are you tuned in, that's like some of the biggest sponsorships. I mean, you're running out a whole package. Not to mention, have you seen the logo at the bottom of the screen? It's like NBA play-in. Uh-huh. You know, whenever you're starting to create stuff like that, it just lets you know that it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And it's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's much more to it. It gets more teams involved, more teams with an opportunity. But I also wonder, is this a situation where, let's take that Warriors and Lakers example, if that happens, and one of them's going to lose, not eliminated, but one of them would be out of that seven seed.
Mm-hmm.
But if the other team lost that second game
and
now is out of the postseason, like if that, let's pick the worst scenario, it's the Lakers. As much as Kings fans would enjoy that, would the league enjoy it? Man, we set this up, they would have been in as a seventh or eighth seed. But because they lost these two games, we don't have LeBron in there.
I get you, because now you
that's extreme.
You miss out on a series with
Phoenix
LeBron James. And I could see that. But that's the risk that you take. And also, I mean, like, load management. These are things we're not hearing a lot about, all this stuff, because I think that teams understand that they have to play their guys if they want to get into these. And it's keeping fan bases engaged and involved. Like, okay, this might not be a great example, but like last night watching Steph Curry, did you hear the arena there?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I didn't text you. And like, do you know how many fans are there? I don't know.
I don't think it's more
it
than
seems
here.
It does. It seemed louder.
Yeah.
So if this was the situation and they were not in the play-in, mm-hmm. like they were outside of it, do you think it would have been rocking like that? Yep. Or let me take it to this. Do you even think Steph would have been playing?
Right. I don't think so.
No, he's playing at a really high level. This is a good thing.
Well, I'll even look at the two games we just had here. That Friday night game we were talking about with the Spurs, where it meant a lot. This was jumping.
It was, man.
For a small crowd. The Kings then turn around 2 days later and play great and dismantle a team. It was kind of...
Yep.
That's
Because they're thinking, we got a chance.
Right. Right.
Now we ain't got no chance.
I'm enjoying the way they're playing, but oh well.
You know.
Yeah. That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the playing game. All right. Let's go next to Trouble or No Trouble.
From Oakland, though.
Yes. The Oakland A's future in Oakland.
I'm going to say Trouble here.
Yeah.
I hate saying it because I see Jay and I see a lot of like serious Oakland A's fans, and my old college coach, my assistant coach in college, he was an Oakland A's. I got straight love, man. And I appreciate the fact that as a smaller market team, how they go about their business and stay competitive and just kind of like two to everybody, yeah. like whatever. I dig it. But when the big boss gets involved, It's going to be like, imagine you haven't been able to iron it out in all this time, but just because a big boss got involved, you're going to do it now. I just don't see that. And I see they're coming to like this tipping point, and unfortunate for that incredible fan base, I think it's going to go the wrong way.
Yeah. I'm with you in the sense it's definitely trouble to exactly the way you stated that it's on every single person's radar. Now that could go in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it hasn't gone that way now, the fact that you've lost two other professional sports teams in the last couple of years, I'm optimistic, but I'm very doubtful on this. I hope it works. I hope it works for them, but I think it's definite trouble. By the way, 4,100 people at that Warriors game yesterday, so there were more.
Okay,
quite a few more.
Explain to me then. How can they have more fans and because their fans wanted to come to the game?
Well, I know they're doing – well, no, the Kings are doing some testing here, too. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. I remember their owner was very bullish. Do you remember the mm-hmm. interview with him? He was like, yeah, I think we can have full capacity because
yeah. –
and he's an epidemiologist.
Right.
He's
they've like, done all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. He's like ahead of the curve. So, okay.
They're sending out kits, if I'm not mistaken, to everybody. And
okay. So they're going the extra mile to make sure that they can have as many, and it's the money thing. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
They're spending.
Come on. Let's get at it.
Let's go.
Put them back in their place. We need to put them back in their place.
All right. Here's some more trouble or no trouble. The Oakland A's lead in the American League West. And that is brought up because today they're beginning a series with the team with the best record in the American League, and that's the Boston Red Sox. But as the A's lead in the AL West, trouble or no trouble?
I don't think it's trouble. You know why?
They're good?
They're good, but also they're not as bad as they started.
Right, right.
And that's a blip, right? Similar to now I'm not comparing them to the Kings, but similar to the Kings. What was their start? It was
0-6.
0-6. Let's just say they go 500. They win three of those. Where is that?
Oh, now you're totally
right.
You're about six games ahead already.
Exactly. So I think that's who they are. And unfortunately, they got out to that start. But yeah, you know, no more slamming your pinky.
Right.
Okay. Let's pump our brakes on that. And this is a really good and solid ball club that, I don't think the Astros are the Astros of years past.
Yep.
I think they're good. But they're not like,
and they already beat like they beat the A's in three of those first six. So like, that should have done even more damage than it did.
Yeah, even like my team, the Mariners, we took two or three from them. Mm-hmm. I think last year or the last couple years in a whole season, we only beat them like twice. So it was you match up with them like 18 times, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 16-2 or something. It was something crazy. So you already see that the teams are moving up, and I would say for the A's, nah, no trouble here. Okay. Biggest trouble is paying your house note right now.
Right, they got bigger
concerns. Where are we laying our head down at?
And I know Bob Melvin, who's always been good at this kind of stuff, he had the right approach. He's like, none of that is going to distract us. We have to
play. Oh, I like it.
And he tacked it right on. I was like, we're here to play. I mean, and that is the reality. Now, the media may end up asking about it, but that happened to Jason Thompson, Dante Green, DeMarcus Cousins. As fans, everybody was living it. A lot of those guys weren't from here, and they had to answer questions that they literally had zero impact on.
Right.
So it's like, Doug, are you going to be able to, you know, what would it be like if this team moved? Like, you're just going to, who am I guarding tomorrow?
Right.
I mean, that's your
concern. I mean, for Bob, Bob's been there for a while, but it's, listen, just attack the elephant in the room and just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And if they still ask it, you're already on record, and you can kind of keep it moving as opposed to trying to avoid it. It almost brings more toward you.
Yeah. And then if there's news later that, hey, it's going this direction, then you attack it
then.
All right. Trouble or no trouble? Speaking of the lead in the West, how about the NL West? The Giants lead in the NL West. Giants won again today in a day game. They beat the Rangers 4-2. So with the big dogs behind them, the Dodgers and the Padres.
This is trouble.
Oh, it's still trouble.
Yeah, it's still trouble.
So this is different than the – why is this different than the A's? Because I agree with you. I think it's trouble. But why in your mind?
Because I don't – now, they could prove us wrong. And they could,
they have so far longer than I thought. Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for them to get to first. I won't last. But it's lasted longer than I thought.
I think that the Padres are who we thought they were, and they're going to be solid in the long – both of them, the Padres and the Dodgers, this is a more of a long play for them. Like the Dodgers World Series champs get there a couple times, don't get – it's like they're finding motivation to, at this particular time. As things start to heat up, I think that they – ultimately will be okay unless the Giants are and they're defining themselves right now, so maybe this is who they are, but they're gonna have to prove it over the long haul. I think that we've seen the A's do this time and time again. I even think that the A's are better than they are because I don't think that they're 0-6. I think okay, let's go 3-3. At 3-3, they're even better than they are right now. So for the Giants, I think a little trouble here.
Yeah, I think this is a trouble too. I think it's a testament to the division. I'm impressed with what the Giants have done. Their pitching has been great. They've got enough hitting. Buster's having a revival season. But it's probably more of the belief in what the Dodgers are and what the Padres could be. Whereas the A's, you know, Seattle's had a nice year. Mm-hmm. Astros, Angel. Yeah. I do think the A's are the best team in the division.
I totally agree with you. And I think that they not only playoff experience before and all these different things. There was a, you know, you had Bumgarner talked about should you trade him and bolster your minor leagues and different things. You didn't choose to do that. And so, and all of a sudden you come out and you kind of come out swinging. Now, does everyone know who you are and it changes? They're continuing to win, so maybe they define themselves, Jason, as this is who they are. I'm just saying that we've seen the Dodgers. We're looking at the Padres. I think that they will run their course over the time of a year.
All right, more trouble or no trouble, Doug. More athletes accepting cryptocurrency as their form of payment.
I'm with that.
Because just for that story, Kansas City Chiefs, they did cut their tight end, Sean Culkin, who wanted his salary paid in Bitcoin. Now, he was a fringe player anyway, but he's one of the first players to say, yeah, if I, you know, I would like my money paid in Bitcoin.
What? Yes.
So you think this is no trouble? More people are going to do this?
Yeah. Like, you know, for like at the Kings, if they offered that, like I probably wouldn't take all my salary. But
yeah, like as an incentive or if I break a record or a bonus, that kind of thing?
No, I'm just saying me right now.
Oh, current Doug Christie, analyst Doug Christie.
Give me 10%. I'll take 10% of my money.
Wait, is that a thing?
Can I
check that box?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying. I have some contacts and a few folks that I talk to on a daily basis when I come around these parts and we talk about this type of stuff.
Because you want to be in the Bobby Bonilla contract when you go, man, remember when I signed up for that?
Uh-huh.
And then 25 years later, I'm still getting paid for that?
I think
that's interesting.
I think it's a thing. I mean, could you see like what you were just saying? Like guys are like, okay, like yeah, if I get a bonus, mm-hmm. pay my bonus in Bitcoin, you know, 25% of my contract paid in that. I just think that we're coming into new areas that, like, Don't be the get off my lawn guy, okay? Because right. this is not that time right now. Let's step your game up. Let's move out. Like, they're doing things out here. Let's go.
Yeah, I think that was very creative, especially of him. He was a fringe player. I don't know what kind of money he would have gotten if.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Right now, Bitcoin is about $67,000 a share, I think.
Okay.
When I was first told about this, it was under $1,000.
Wow.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
That was about 8 years ago, or maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that growth. And then if you like just look it up, I mean, they talk about it could be at some point be $1 million a share. So if that guy got paid like, say, 6-7 Bitcoins and he got... what's that, 42,000, what are they, 50,000? And then it's worth $8 million? Like, he wins.
Absolutely.
I'm so here for it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And, I mean, doesn't the organization win, too?
Yeah.
In a sense, probably. Because you've already, you know.
It's no doubt. So, you know,
interesting.
I know Vivek listens to us. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, 10%.
There you go.
Yeah. Or you could just.
15. Excuse me.
I mean, I'm also about, as Mark Jones says, the greatest nation.
Uh-huh.
Donation.
little bonus for the broadcast team. All right, trouble or no trouble? Russell Westbrook's brand new triple-double record. Remember, it was the unbreakable record. Is it trouble or no trouble?
That's a good one.
Because you know why, and I'm
so it took 47 years.
Yes.
Okay.
And here's why I'm gonna why I brought this up because I got that.
Now you answer first. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say trouble, though I don't know how much I believe in this. Why I'm saying it, but why I'm saying it is because of hearing about Oscar Robertson getting all of his in the front part of his career, Russell Westbrook getting most of his in the back end of his career. So he's at 182 now, right?
Okay.
He's broken the record.
All right.
Which is a really amazing number considering where. You know, Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd. LeBron's at 99. He's not going to catch him. But then I look at currently, right now, ninth place. Active player. Likely MVP this year. Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
56.
Yeah.
He's 56.
Yeah.
He's at 14 this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So let's just give him 14 next year. And 14, I mean, he's got to really go.
Uh-huh.
Luka is in the 30s. He's really young.
Yeah.
He's... triple-double watch. Both those guys are triple-double watch every night.
He's hungry.
I'll say trouble, but I'm not sure I believe in it. I think it now it's also gotten a lot of love, as it should. Westbrook deserves this. But now it's like, oh, maybe I can go get that.
I'm gonna say no trouble here.
Okay.
And the reason that
he's also going to push this more.
And I was just about to say to you, how many years you think Russ got left?
Four?
Okay, so I'm going to give him 40 per year, so that's another 160.
When he just did 180 total?
Yeah, so because each year I give him half. Let's just say he goes half.
Okay.
He's averaging it for a whole year,
yeah.
But in a year, let's say he gets 40.
Okay.
I mean, even if you gave him 30, okay? That's,
yeah.
So 120 to 160 you put on top of that, we're talking over 300.
Okay.
That's what we're talking. I think the game is going to change. I think the game is more suited to triple-doubles.
I agree with that.
But I think also the 181 that was more difficult to get, the 300 that's easier to get is equatable. And I think that we're going to be looking at another, what did you say, 74 years?
Or 47.
47, whatever it is.
You know who might average a triple-double next year, just thinking about it, is Harden. A full year with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I could see that. I totally could. The one thing is you got to handle the basketball a lot.
Luka, Jokic.
Yep.
I mean, and Harden's up there in the, I think he's around 80s.
Yeah. But I think also.
No, oh, no, sorry. He's at 58.
This is, you know, Harden's hit it. You know, he's on the.
Same with Russ.
I mean, he might be right at 9, you know, coming around, going to play the backside here.
Yeah.
But the point is he's not anywhere close. And Russ is – that's the key here to your question is
– is, like, Russ at this point, like, where Jokic is, I think Russ had, like, 2.
Yeah.
And Jokic has 56.
Yeah. So if you said this was it, 82, I'd say trouble.
Okay.
But the fact that he's about to put some respect on it –
200 and 300 maybe.
Yeah. I think that this gets to 300 by the time he's done. And if that's the case, I'm saying trouble.
Like
it's going to be a while.
Okay, a couple more here. Trouble or no trouble. Ben Simmons
mm-hmm.
as the defensive player of the year. It seems like it's between him and Gobert. But I'll just lay it this way as the statement. Ben Simmons is defensive player of the year.
I think no trouble. I think he is a defensive player okay. here. But I think he's been injured, and I think that you got to put some respect on the fact that Rudy Gobert has the number one team in the NBA, and it is all anchored by his defense.
Number one team in the East, though, Philly?
Yes, they are.
But he gets a lot of attention offensively.
Yeah, this is – so I think he's going to get it. I do.
Simmons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he's going to get it. I just think that we may need to put a little respect on Rudy Gobert's name. And I even go this far. I don't know Ben Simmons is the best defender on his team.
Thybulle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I truly think Matisse Thybulle is a better defender than Ben Simmons is.
So you're coming around. The Sixers over the Nets.
No.
That was my roundabout way to try to get there.
But how about that?
Exactly.
I mean, really, like Ben is going to get it, and I see the defense, and he is really good on defense. He is not Matisse Thybulle. Mm. Like, if I could steal that dude, done.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'm telling you, because he's going to get better defensive. I like that. He's going to get better offensively, but defensively, the instincts, staying in front of a player, can guard every. He can pretty much guard every position on the floor, similar to Ben.
Yeah.
From 1 to 5. Now, 5, he's going to have a little problem with, but his track down ability, like the coming back after De'Aaron gets by him and block, like those are do you see anybody else doing that to De'Aaron? Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's so he's going to be the defensive player of the year and the second best defender on his team.
That's funny. I think it's trouble. I think Gobert will win. I think there's too much of a I don't like it. There's just the infatuation with the rebounding and blocks and bigs, but I have admiration
for back?
No, I have admiration for the wing guys for what Simmons does.
Thank you, because I was robbed.
Yeah.
Then it gets, there's another Ben. There's ben another Ben that got me.
Yeah. All right, trouble or no trouble here, Doug. The most no-hitters in a season, well, since 2000. That number is 7 in 2012. Right now there's been 4. Is it trouble or no trouble? That mark in trouble or no trouble?
It sounds like, okay, 4.
4 to 7.
They're rare. They are. I'm going to go trouble. I don't think past it, but I think that'll be the magic number. I think
that's cool.
Like the over-under, like for Chris,
It's the number.
He is the number.
Yeah.
It's right on it.
Yeah. The league has turned into home run or strikeout for a couple years. And
uh-huh.
I think it lends itself to someone being on their game, and that's why we're getting some of these no-hitters.
No doubt. Because they're not thinking. Like, did you see them bunt the other night versus Kershaw?
Yeah.
He's like, look at the scoreboard.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right. But the game isn't played that way where you're just going to move somebody over, try to get on base, Ichiro just slap at it and get it out into right field or whatever. It's they're swinging for the fences, so that takes the strikeouts to a higher level. So, yeah, I think this they'll get there. I just don't think that – I think that is the number.
Okay. Last one on trouble or no trouble. Tomorrow the NFL schedule will be released, and traditionally that first game is the champs at home. So that's the Buccaneers. We know their home portion of their schedule. So I just picked one of them as a potential, I think, highlight game. You tell me if this is trouble or no trouble. The Buccaneers opening up the season versus the Bills in the NFL season opener.
No.
You don't like it?
I don't.
All right. Here are my other candidates then. Do you think the NFL is going to do Cowboys?
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Off their season versus the Bills, Josh Allen?
Yeah, but
– Saints? Jameis' first game against his old team?
Nope.
Or the Bears?
The Bears. No.
Those were like the Dolphins. I mean, it's the Bills. They were in the AFC Championship.
I don't see. I mean, listen.
Tom Brady's beat them 1,000 times.
It would probably be a better game. But this was, it's the Cowboys.
Okay.
Everybody wants to see the Cowboys, man.
You can honestly put the Bucs against anybody or anybody on anybody that Thursday night people are watching. NFL.
You're right. But they are. But there's a.
Okay.
There's a thing there.
The Cowboys didn't make the playoffs. The Bills were in the AFC Championship game.
You didn't mention the Seahawks? What's wrong with you?
They don't play them.
Okay. Not this year? 49ers?
Nope. Not an option.
Damn. Okay. Well, yeah, the Bills, that would be a great one.
Yeah.
But
they're
going
to play it anyway.
It'll mark my word, it'll be the Cowboys.
Okay. We'll find out tomorrow when the NFL schedule is released.